dead and buried on the edge of your night, staying drunk on your vine. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground in the sanctuary, shining me with your touch. Oh God, we're turning it down. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found
102.7 Kiss FM.
Ladies and gentlemen,
KISSFM, Los Angeles.
What's up, LA?
You guys ready?
LA's number one hit music station.
102.7.
Yes, FM!
An iHeart radio station.
Guaranteed human.
I'm freezing outside. Feel my skin tight. My heart is inside. I look up at you. I tried your pain right. Oh, when you're in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you?
EJ. So Olivia Rodrigo stopped by On Air with Ryan Seacrest, and they talk about the feeling on the album officially being out. Take a listen.
Probably have a drink or something. I don't know. it's a really weird feeling. I mean, I've lived with the songs for so long, and I have my own opinions about them, like, you know, in my own brain, but putting them out into the world, and even putting out this song, Drop Dead, out into the world, and, like, seeing the way it reverberates with people, it's a totally different feeling, and I don't know, it's scary, but I'm so proud of the album, and I love so many of the songs, and I feel really connected to it, so, you know, I guess it's all you can ask for at the end of the day.
She is literally the best. Shout out to Olivia Rodrigo. We got more up next on The Vibe.
Sabrina. Madonna.
Your vision of me is a killer of joy.
Coming from
Yo, what is the vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ? So Olivia Rodrigo stopped by on air with Ryan Seacrest, and they were talking about, is there any track off the album that was too vulnerable to put on the album?
Yeah, there's a few songs. I mean, it's just a weird feeling. I mean, I got into songwriting just because I loved the way it made me feel to express my emotions, and it felt like catharsis, and it felt like it just helped me process stuff. But then it's a different feeling putting it out, and you're like, oh, all this stuff that, you know, I got to process on my own at my piano, now it's suddenly everyone else's. It's definitely a weird feeling, but I don't know. I guess I'm getting used to it the older that I get, and I think that it's important to be vulnerable. I think I would hate to put out a song that felt, you know, like I wasn't digging that deep, I guess. I don't know.
When you think about the fame, the success, the you know, you're well known, people love your music, they know who you are. Do you think about things you want to make sure you keep unchanged, no matter how that evolves with you? Because it's not normal. It's not easy.
For sure. I mean, I think it gets harder to even make music the more kind of well-known you get. You just kind of start to let people's opinions infiltrate in your subconscious, whether or not you're aware of it or not. And so I think that's been something that I've been really trying to protect, is like the sanctity of, like, you know, me just sitting in my room and writing a song. You know, there's something really beautiful and magical about that. And, you know, it's something to protect, like the pure, like, childlike love of music, you know.
Shout out to Olivia Rodrigo. The new album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love, is officially out. It's The Vibe.
The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio. We'll be right back.
I'm all
shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright.
times were rough, I made sure I held you close to me. So call out my name.
Angeles, it's the weekend.
Hey, it's Tate McRae.
I'm SZA.
Let's go.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Okay, here we go. Back to the vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Take it to the floor. Ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ.
with Tony Rad and EJ. So tickets are officially on sale for our iHeartRadio Music Festival presented by Capital One. The lineup stacked: BTS, Benson Boone, Cardi B, Lainey Wilson. Remember we interviewed her?
Yes, Zara Larsson.
I was getting to that.
Goo Goo Dolls.
I was getting to that too.
Oh, so sorry.
Snoop Dogg.
Continue.
It's going to be so much fun. So if you want to grab your tickets, I would do it right now before they sell out, y'all. I'm just saying, because let me tell you something. This is going to be a time. Are you going?
Obviously.
Oh.
Are you?
Listen. Two peas in a pod again. Let's go.
Let's
go. It's
going to
be a time, y'all. Dominic Fike, Baby Doll is on the vibe.
I can't move on, Baby Doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm out blast, it's outrageous. I'll take it all. Looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe, and I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, though, I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, though. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm out of class, and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
EJ on iHeartRadio.
I said, are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night. I still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say,
about her hosting etiquette rules, and I'm curious your thoughts on some of these topics, because I think people are really strongly either pro or against.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into it after Homewrecker Somber on the Vibe.
Oh yeah, you leave me filled with regret. At the end of the night, I icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy.
She was revealing some kind of hosting etiquette rules, and there's something that she was talking about that I think people are like either really with or against. Mm-hmm. And she says, assigned seating. She gravitates towards a loose plan, especially if a seating arrangement might help her guests to connect. I try to seat people next to each other who might not know each other, but would genuinely enjoy a conversation. To help her guests' conversations flow, Mandy noted that she has a few tricks up her sleeve.
Yeah.
But when you go to a dinner party, do you prefer assigned seats or no assigned seats?
I tell you what, it doesn't bother me because I feel like I can have a conversation with anyone, but uh-huh. I know some people that this would freak them out.
Not having assigned seats?
No, having assigned seats.
Oh.
Excuse me. Because I know people love to be in their comfort zone, and this almost takes people, not almost, but this takes people out of their comfort zone.
I'm such a fan of assigned seats.
Are you?
Oh my gosh. I assign seats anytime we're hosting anything, we have assigned seats because... You do. I think very deeply about mm-hmm. where I'm like seating people, but also there's nothing more annoying to me like as a guest showing up and then being like, where do I put my purse? Where do I put my things?
Yeah.
Do I sit here? Who's going to sit there? You know, now at least when you go to your party, you know, like that's your seat. Plop your purse down there.
Now, do you get mad when people switch up their assigned seating?
No.
You don't?
Okay. I don't, no.
Because it throws off the whole thing.
The vibe. I don't think I've ever had anybody change their seats.
It's just like, this is what it is.
I'm just so good at it.
You assign seats at the wedding too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But like who people were sitting next to. You know like how people, you just have a table and
you see your name
on like table one, table two, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
But no, I like my seat was next to this person and next to that person. Like it was
Did
all
I have you
planned
in a good
out.
Spot?
It was a great spot, but it was all people that I knew. So it was all good.
Yeah.
What is it? It was TRLL?
Yeah.
That was my table. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you surprised that I remember that?
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised.
I saw you light up.
I was less, like, concerned about our wedding because we didn't do a formal seated dinner. So yeah. We were kind of like, it's just a place, again, for people to, like, put their stuff. They know they have this as, like, their seat to plop.
I probably sat down probably 5% of the time throughout the whole reception.
I don't think I sat down once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people are just like grabbing you. It was a blur, but it was a good blur.
It was such a good blur. It was so fun. Yeah. Anyways, here's Lady Gaga, Bad Romance on the Vibe.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
On iHeartRadio.
let's go. She was more like Ega, I'm talking about a killer. I put her on the mic, beat it up like three. She had a best friend, said bring one more. Another bad one, you already know. Let's go. She was hanging her head when I was all in her. And if you go to Kendo, they all Kendall Jenner's. Now you out of town, let's know what time it is. 305, welcome to the tree.
Let's go. Down below Miami.
And coming up, 61% of singles won't travel more than an hour and a half for a date. I mean,
that's,
okay.
That's a lot.
We'll talk about it in just a sec, next on The Vibe.
Quick break, then back to The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio.
Turn you up.
amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while. 'Cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
Back to the music. Now.
It's Miley Cyrus.
This is The Weeknd.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, we're gonna turn it up.
Because the music starts now on 102.7
Kiss FM.
102.7 Kiss FM.
We're literally just vibing. The Vibe with Tanya Rad and EJ on iHeartRadio is back.
Tony Rad and EJ. So apparently when it comes to going out on dates, singles aren't trying to travel far. At least that's what this new survey says from datingnews.com. They chatted with 1,500 U.S. adults. According to the survey, it says that 61% said that they wouldn't travel more than 30 minutes for a first date. You know what? I think that's a little, especially like in these big cities, you gotta travel a little bit for a first date, don't you think?
I wouldn't even travel over the hill for a first date. I know.
You are wild.
No, I needed anybody that I dated to be either, do you know what was so funny though when I was dating? I wouldn't date anybody within like 5-10 minutes of where I lived, but I would date somebody out of state.
Because it's not the same.
Yeah.
I know exactly. Like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
At all.
So, yeah. Like, I was not opposed to dating other people that, like, lived in completely on the other side of the country, but I would not date someone that lived 30 minutes from where I lived.
30 minutes is wild.
Sorry.
That's 30 minutes. Like, you can sit in traffic.
I mean, thank God my husband was only 22 minutes from me.
Because if he was 31 minutes,
he
would not have made the cut. Wow. Sienna Spiral, down this hill on the Vibe.
Got me to stay. Said that you need me. Stop, cause it's words. Don't ever mean it. No, they don't. Listen, there'll be a day I'll be more creative, a poetic way to say I'm not leaving to the world, not to your face. I'll take my pride and stay.
Just when I thought all I got. tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. It doesn't take a crystal ball to see a cowboy always finds a way to leave. Drinking Jack all by myself, he's choosing Texas, I can tell. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping.